Last night, Bishop Brady High School in Concord kicked off its boys' hockey season with an 8-1 loss to Manchester's Trinity High School. Zach Frament scored Bishop Brady's lone goal with an assist by Shelby Harrington, who happens to be the only female player on Bishop Brady's boys' hockey team. Whether she remains on that team for the rest of the season, however, remains to be seen. Reporter Mark Hayward wrote about Ms. Harrington for the Union Leader, and he joins me now with more on her story. Hi, Mark. Welcome to our show. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Shelby Harrington has already played several seasons for Bishop Brady's boys' hockey team with apparently no issues. What changed this time around?
What changed this time around is that Bishop Brady started fielding a girls' hockey team along with Trinity High School in Manchester. It's a cooperative team. The schools were too small to field a girls' hockey team in and of themselves, so they joined together and created a team. With that, there was an opportunity for Shelby to play on a girls' hockey team, and so the New Hampshire Interscholastic Athletic Association said, gotta play with the girls.
Now, some of the people backing her case, including a number of coaches from other schools, say essentially Shelby Harrington is an elite player and it makes sense for her to play at the highest level available to her. Now, what is the NHIAA's rationale against that, saying that, you know, this is an exceptional case? It's not simply just she's a girl, she should play with the girls.
They say our rules don't allow for exceptional players to bypass the rules. They say this is the sixth year for girls hockey in New Hampshire. We want to build up girls hockey. To do that, we need the best players playing in girls hockey. During the court hearing, their lawyer envisioned an elite league of boys and the top quality girls, and then the rest of the girls who would be, he compared to a junior varsity game. They didn't say this, but I think an analogy could be, imagine the NBA without LeBron James or Kobe Bryant.
Now, this isn't, though, the first time the NHIAA has ruled on a case like this, right? There was a case a few years back. Is there a precedent there we should be looking at?
And that's, I think, one of their strongest arguments. One of Harrington's strongest arguments is that back in the 2007-2008 season, Danielle DeCesare played with St. Thomas Aquinas in Dover. She was a senior. It was the first year of sanctioned girls high school hockey in New Hampshire, and the NHIA did grant her a waiver. I think they did that because she was a senior and it's a first year. Now they say that the programs have developed more and there's no need to grant these waivers.
The Harringtons have gone to court to try to keep Shelby Harrington on the boys' hockey team. And it looks like, at least for the time being, we will see her in a few more games for that team.
That's correct. Judge Richard McNamara said, I'm going to allow her to play for the first three games. And he's done something judges don't usually do. He said, I'm going to issue a ruling pretty quickly on this. He gave himself a deadline of December 19th, which is next Wednesday, to make a ruling.
Mark, thanks so much.
Sure. And if he makes a ruling, either side could appeal the ruling. And what the heck, the NHL's on lockout, so we could have a little hockey battle in court.
At least there's some kind of hockey action going on at the very
least.
There
you go.
That's Mark Hayward of the New Hampshire Union Leader. You can find a link to his article about Shelby Harrington and Bishop Brady High School's boys' hockey team at nhpr.org.